I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, December 14. Coming up, EPOC co-chair confident Jamaica will meet performance targets on the new IMF agreement. Cabinet approves contract for shoreline protection wall and government to implement standards on packaging of sugar sold to consumers. The details after the break.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're giving a gift or treating yourself, buy energy-efficient appliances and save on energy bills. Look for Energy Star certified products which use less energy and can save you money. Also, large or oversized electronics can increase your electricity bill, so get the product that best suits your needs and budget. Buy energy-efficient electronics and save this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Newly installed co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Keith Duncan, is expressing optimism that Jamaica will meet its performance targets under the new arrangement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, for the October to December quarter. Mr. Duncan says as at the end of October, Jamaica's primary balance stood at $56.2 billion against a target of $37.8 billion. The primary balance is also ahead of the December review target of $54 billion. Tax revenues are at $245.9 billion against a target of $251 billion. Jamaica is also on track to meet the December tax revenue target of $300 billion. In addition, the EPOC co-chair says Jamaica is securely within the inflation range of 1 to 9%.
After reviewing the numbers, we are cautiously optimistic that with 2 months left in the review period, which is at the end of December 2016, that we should be on track to make our targets.
Mr. Duncan was speaking at an EPOC press briefing Tuesday. Cabinet has awarded a contract valued at $103 million for the construction of a shoreline protection wall on Port Royal Street in downtown Kingston. The building of the 90-meter-long wall is to be undertaken by Nakash Construction and Equipment Company Limited. The wall is being built at the site earmarked as the future location of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade. The government approved the acquisition of a section of the Kingston waterfront for the construction, in keeping with redevelopment plans for downtown Kingston. A feasibility study has shown that coastal revetment works and storm surge protection are necessary to safeguard the property. The contract details are outlined in a cabinet ministry paper tabled in the House of Representatives recently. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says by the end of December 2016, all sugar sold to consumers must be in approved and labelled packages. He says the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, has been directed to ensure the standard is implemented.
I am determined to go to the root of this problem where the allegation that manufacturers are importing as raw materials sugar and passing it through to the consumer through supermarkets, thereby avoiding the appropriate tax that should be paid on it. And therefore, once this practice is put in place by the end of the month, it will serve as a deterrent for those who have been engaging in this practice.
Minister Samuda was speaking at a press briefing Tuesday. He says the ministry will continue to work to enhance the integrity of the sugar sold in Jamaica, which he argues is the finest anywhere in the world. And Cabinet has approved the adoption of the National Seed Policy and Plan as a green paper for consultation. The policy aims to establish a sustainable seed system that ensures a consistent and reliable supply of clean, affordable and accessible seeds in support of agricultural production, productivity, food security and biodiversity. Details are outlined in a Cabinet Ministry paper tabled in the House of Representatives recently. The policy covers five areas: research, variety improvement, evaluation and release, seed multiplication, processing and storage, seed quality and control, marketing and promotion, and protection of plant genetic resources. Meanwhile, Cabinet also approved the adoption of the National Food and Nutrition Security Action Plan. The plan will provide the roadmap for achieving the objectives of the National Food and Nutrition Security Policy, approved by Cabinet in May 2013. The action plan outlines the framework of activities that will be critical in implementing the policy and will cover a 10-year period from 2014 to 2023. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.